morning, there's a great joke which goes like this. A little boy dreamed that his school was like a bouncy castle, and he had in his hands 3 darts. He just couldn't resist the temptation to throw a dart at his inflatable school. It went hiss and started collapsing. At that moment, his teacher appeared, but he noticed that she too was an inflatable. So he threw his 2nd dart at her. She too went hiss and began to collapse. Just at that moment, his head teacher appeared. The little boy turned to run away, but tripped and fell on his remaining dart. Too late, he realized that he too was an inflatable and was going hiss and started to collapse. His head teacher pointed her accusing finger at him and scolded him, saying, "You're a naughty boy. You've let your school down, you've let your teacher down, and now you've let yourself down." Would you believe that in London you can get an inflatable church? I've got the cutting from the paper here in front of me with a photo. It's a church that looks like a bouncy castle because it is one. It's got a steeple and pews. It can float. It's a movable, blown-up structure, 47 feet long, 25 feet wide, and can hold about 60 people. The creator, Michael Gill, says it's not a gimmick, it's a mobile traditional English church, and he's welcoming inquiries from over 20 countries to book it or buy it. Gill said that he also has plans for inflatable nightclubs, pubs, mosques, and synagogues. And the thought for the day? That's easy. Churches and people who are full of hot air are a big letdown. They let themselves down, they let the Christian church down, they let God down.